The invasive carp has invaded nearly every part of the Mississippi River, devouring up plankton and leaving native fish like walleye, perch, and whitefish to go hungry. That's what brings scientist Jim Lamer and his crew out on an electrofishing boat on the Illinois River on a warm summer day. There are more silver carp here than just about anywhere in the world. Lamer runs the Illinois River Biological Station in Havana, Illinois.
Because they're voracious eaters and they're eating the base of the food web.
That's bad for fishers and bad for the ecosystem. They've already taken over the river. Officials are now trying to keep them out of the Great Lakes. When Lamer's team turns on the electrofishing boat, the generator zaps the water and stunned carp fly several feet into the air, slapping the boat and water as they land.
We got one in the boat, we can show you.
Lamer says that these days, carp are just part of everyday life. It's the next big invader that he worries about.
You hear reports of things starting to make their way from down south or up north that, you know, could be the next one that it could alter the food web or the abundance and diversity of the fish that we have here.
Robert Hirschfeld has spent more than a decade studying the impact of aquatic invasive species in Illinois waters for the Prairie Rivers Network, a nonprofit advocacy group.
Now, carp have gotten most of the attention and most of the money in terms of invasive species, but there are many other species that are threatening to come into Illinois' waters, most of which are already in the Great Lakes.
Species like the fishhook water flea and the bloody red shrimp, which could be even worse than invasive carp. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is studying the problem. It issued the Great Lakes and Mississippi River Interbasin Study in 2014, which explored options for keeping invasive species from spreading between the two waterways. It found that 25 species could threaten the river ecosystems, which are some of the most biodiverse in the world. Reuben Keller leads an aquatic invasive ecology lab out of Loyola University in Chicago, where he's been researching the existing fail-safes, preventing invasives from going back and forth between the Illinois River and the Great Lakes.
We know that fishhook water flea, we know that bloody red shrimp get to very high densities in Lake Michigan. That gives us every reason to be concerned, to try and be proactive, keeping them out of other freshwater ecosystems.
The Army Corps has built massive shock barriers to stun Asian carp and keep invasive fish out of the lakes. They cost millions of dollars a year to operate, but fish aren't the only threat. Keller is investigating how well the barriers work against invertebrates, those little, sometimes microscopic, spineless organisms like quagga mussels, scud, water fleas, and bloody red shrimp.
You know, one of the things we've seen is that it doesn't affect invertebrates as much as it does fish.
What he found is that the expensive barriers at the Chicago Sanitary and Ship Canal may keep carp out, but invertebrates can still drift through. The electric zap doesn't fully stun them.
We know that they can move through. We know that invertebrates have moved through before and caused some really big problems as invaders, like the zebra and quagga mussels.
Which have killed off native mussels and blocked up water intake pipes for power plants.
So we ought to be out there, you know, doing the science to try and figure out what the risks are.
He says we don't even know the risks such species pose to the Illinois and Mississippi rivers, because very few are studying it, and fewer are spending money to stop the problem. Meantime, the Corps has launched another expensive project to keep invasives out of Lake Michigan, a nearly $900 million plan to upgrade a complicated series of locks and electric and acoustic barriers in Joliet, Illinois. But Robert Hirschfeld from the Prairie Rivers Network says it's just another one-way solution. It might keep carp out of the lakes, he says, but that's about it.
If we can spend billions, hundreds of millions on the Great Lakes, where is the vision for our rivers, our inland rivers?
The Great Lakes have a compact. 8 states have signed on. They have a big environmental initiative. That's how advocates and agencies get millions of federal dollars to keep invasive species out. But the Mississippi River Basin doesn't have that. Environmental groups lobby to protect the basin and its natural resources, but it lacks a shared governance. It lacks a constituency. Advocates say without more resources, the Mississippi and its tributaries remain uneasy waters. In Havana, Illinois, I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.